In this episode, we take a look at our company's history and some of the gang that work here as well, plus what's coming up in the future. You don't want to miss this one. It all happens next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
And I'm Michael Gray.
We're all three together here. We are the Trinity of StreamingChurch.com. Is that a little sacrilegious, maybe? I don't know. But we're glad that you are here watching or listening to us, the Church Solutions Podcast. Thanks for being with us today. And it looks like I spilled coffee on my t-shirt. I don't know.
It does look that way. Nobody. Or you're a cow.
It's a tie-dye.
You spilled
lots of coffee on it if you're watching on video. All right, so we are doing another episode here today. This is episode number 462. Can you believe it? 62 episodes we've had over the last 20 years or so. So it's good to be here with you guys. So today we thought that we would talk a little bit about, some of you are new to the podcast, and we talk a little bit about maybe who we actually are, what we have done, some of the things that we have available for churches, and then probably what we're doing here in 2025 would be a good one. We've got some exciting things on the horizon here, and so we're excited about all that stuff. So I thought it would be good to kind of kick things off here a little bit and tell you a little bit about who we are. But before we do that, we do want to let you know that we have a webinar coming up. It's coming up February 25th, and the webinar is called The Power of Integrated Sermon Shots and StreamingChurch.tv. And that's going to be something that everybody can go to. It's free. It's going to be about a half hour or so, and give you some Q&A as well. It's February 20th. It's going to be 12 noon Eastern time, and you can sign up. Where can you sign up, guys?
Webinar.StreamingChurch.tv.
All right. So go there, sign up, and if you can't make it, tough luck. Actually, if you can't make it, you should still sign up, because you will get the recorded copy of the webinar. And so, just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv, and you can sign up. And this is really exciting. What's this webinar about, Steve Lacy?
It is about the power of integrated sermon shots in streamingchurch.tv.
Now, you want to elaborate a little bit on that? That's the title, which we worked really hard on, by the way, to get this title working.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike,
Michael's microphone is making noise.
In your.
Thank you very much. My ears really appreciate that.
Yes, that was really good. This is about taking some of the strengths of sermon shots and making things a little more convenient for those using sermon shots. They can access their streamingchurch.tv library. So. They have several ways of getting your videos into sermon shots, and this is yet another way. And so the streamingchurch.tv people will have a very convenient and easy integration of their complete Media Vault library into sermon shots.
All right. And so it works both ways, and there's a nice discount as well.
Yes.
For people. So yes. There you go. All right, good. Michael, you got your microphone where you want it?
It's causing all kinds of noises.
All right. Good deal. I see it there on the video. All right. Well,
it won't let me change. I have a microphone. And it won't let me switch to it once we went live. So I'm stuck. I'm trapped. Well, just ironically, I had already changed it once and it went back. I don't know how it did that.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing we're all experts at tech support here.
Just don't move. Every time we move, it makes noises.
The people that are trapped here are us. All right. So who are we? Let's talk a little bit about who we are, if you haven't figured that out by now in the last 3 minutes. Steve, you are the CEO of this company that started in 2001. And we just briefly go over this so people understand a little bit about who we are. 2001, you started what we call JSL Solutions, and tell us a little bit about the vision there and, how that all started.
Well, this got started with, was part of a church that you were part of the same church at the time. It was way before Mike's time, but would come every week to church, and I'd kind of know some people. Go, oh, you know, there's Larry. I see him every week, and then I, you know, go away. I thought, wouldn't it be nice if there was a tool out there that would allow me to connect a little more deeply with all the other members of the church? And so we created, at the time, we called it an online community for the church and added all the members to the church. And it had things that more popularly known as today, we started a 1 Thessalonians 5:11 page, which was the equivalent of writing on someone's wall later in years of Facebook. So it was 1 Thessalonians 5:11 talks about encouraging one another. And so you could send encouraging notes to people. Everyone would fill out a profile that had information on their work, their family history, their preferences for music, their recreational hobbies, and all these other things. And kind of the centerpiece of this was the ability to show me the top 10 most like me at my church that I may not know yet. So it'll show you those that had the most in common with you, and you could go through and message them or just talk to them at church in the following weekend. So that's something we call myflock.com.
Yeah, myflock.com still exists.
It does, but not in the same form that it was back then, but it is still around. Actually, it was quite exciting, made it available to other churches, and very quickly, this was 3 years before MySpace was about, out and about. So it was very exciting times. I started spreading it to other churches, started doing, attending conferences, and we were kind of the talk of the conferences. This new thing, but it certainly peaked once Facebook got popular, because Facebook's was out there with personal profiles and the ability to write on people's walls and friends and all that sort of thing. So it kind of faded into the background after a few years after Facebook was out and became very popular.
And let me just jump in here and ask, well, who are you? I mean, what's your background? And, you know,
so my background, I am an engineer from the University of Texas. Got a job out of school working in the aerospace industry, got very involved with the CAD/CAM world, computer-aided design, computer-aided manufacturing. So got involved with computer stuff, and that led to kind of this vision back in 2001, said, I have some of the skills to be able to build some things. And so started building some things on the web back in 2001, you know, about the time just after the bubble burst on the internet, and was able to put some stuff together. So that's kind of how it started. It was a side project.
Yeah, very nice. So we'll get to Michael here in a moment, because I do want people to know about Michael. But, you know, you did myflock.com. And then from there, I think came streamingchurch.tv, which most people are familiar with. And we'll get to that. Most people know what that is. But we also have, after that came churchapplive.com, which is mobile apps for churches. And then we did some other things as well. We'll get to those in a moment. But now that you've muted your microphone, Michael, tell us a little bit about your background and what you do here.
I have a pretty diverse background. There's probably fewer things I haven't done than what I have done. But my junction with JSL Solutions, of course, we went to church together. And I was part of the church team. And then in 2008, I came on staff as the church online pastor. And we began by streaming to a video inserted in the middle of a page. That was the extent of it. And so we had some very colorful providers who sent us who set us up with all the tools we needed to send a stream to a page, which, gosh, we thought we were really advanced at the time, but not so much. And so Steve, with his great ability, I don't want to steal his thunder, but we said, hey, what if we had something that served the church and was a little more customized to stream so that we could chat and do a lot of other engaging things. And for me, that's where the connection began a little more in earnest with streamingchurch.tv in 2008.
And of course, I'd come back from Kansas. I had left and came back from Kansas and joined you guys at a live church as well. But you eventually, I mean, you weren't just the church online guy. You got involved in other areas of ministry at your church.
Yeah, I was the, I guess you would say, I was the launcher or the fixer. So whatever needed fixed or whatever needed launched, I did it. So I eventually did just everything other than senior pastor. I did it for a time, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I loved sometimes in a pastoral role, but largely in a more of a consultant, or I don't even know what to call that. A project manager would be a little bit more of what I did.
You called yourself the launcher. You don't know this, but in the mid 90s, when I came on staff, I was the guy that got the reputation for shutting everything down. we had things going on as like, hey, that doesn't fit with our vision.
And so it was the closer.
I was the closer back in the mid 90s. Yeah. People.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? Yeah. I really got into a little bit of trouble at home when I had to close some things that my wife was involved with. I nearly had to sleep with the dogs for a time.
I just saw somebody pass away that it was actually a part of my church in the mid 80s and then came over to Alive. And I noticed she just passed away, but she was one of the ministries I shut down. She wasn't real excited about me. Anyhow, all right. So Mike's been involved in ministry. And now, Mike, you do tech support and you do marketing for us here.
Yeah, I definitely had a background in marketing in the commercial retail world and some other branding, some other companies that I had and launched later on for a season teaching businesses to market themselves. So that is a fit. And then I love anything techie or new. So I love to learn new products and then show people how to use them.
Yeah. Well, you're good at that. All right. Well, let's kind of boogie on here. I guess I'll mention me. I started doing stuff in ministry probably 1977 or so, and right after I became a Christian, and helped with a ministry out in Tucson here in 1979, and then started working with the church at about the same time. And then we also started a Christian radio station in 1981, which I didn't own or anything, but I got to help start that and became manager of it, and then did more ministry stuff and eventually started another station in 1990 that I helped manage. But again, I didn't own it, so I'm not rich like Doug Martin is. But if he hears this, he'll cringe because he's not rich either. Anyhow, and so I've been doing stuff and worked, came on staff as executive. I was actually a worship leader for a while when they realized that wasn't going to work because I can't sing. Then they decided to make me executive pastor, and I also helped start a church in Kansas, which is doing really well, still going well, Legacy Church. Came back here and then got in Mike's hair, or lack of hair, I guess, and was involved in it. Started working with Steve in 2008. So I was bivocational for some of that period of time.
Yeah. You probably don't realize this, but I was working in aerospace in Southern California, and my company was moving us to Tucson. And so we're evaluating what we're going to go do. And one of the things that I thought was really cool when I moved to Southern California was they had Christian radio stations. They didn't have Christian radio stations where I had grown up or anything. I was like, this is, you know, and so I was moving to Tucson, checking out Tucson. I guess Tucson had some Christian radio stations thanks to Phil Thompson. She had something to do with
part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was, yeah, because that was kind of part of the criteria. Are we going to go? You know, we were going to go, but that also added to it. Oh, they've got a Christian radio station there.
Yeah, we had two at the time. Yeah, I mean, there was Family Life Radio. We didn't own that or was part of that. But what we did with KVOI Radio and then later KGMS. But yeah, and I was going to say something. I lost track here. But actually, being a part of helping start Christian Radio, I was in management. I tried to start one in Ohio, in Youngstown, Ohio, and it just didn't work out. So it was kind of thrilling to be able to do that a couple years later in Tucson, which I never intended to. I was just going to be strictly involved in ministry and church work. All right, enough of this. Let's move on here a little bit, I think, right? Let's talk a little bit. We mentioned what we have as products, right? We mentioned the MyFlock, which is still going, streamingchurch.tv, which is our main deal here, providing streaming video for churches, very interactive stuff, especially set up for ministry and churches, churchapplive.com. We've done some other things. What's the latest thing that we have?
So we're trying to leverage actually AI for the church, and with Daily Dive 365, create a product that will allow your members to stay connected all week long to your message. So just takes your message and will create some, deliver all the way to their devices, be it their phone or their smart speakers or their phone through their podcast and that sort of thing. So it takes your weekly message and creates a daily message based on that weekly message and delivers the audio portion of that to each of your church members. So we've been using it within my small group. And so it's got some tools in there as well to stay connected to the message we do at our church, which I think probably a lot of churches may do, is we do sermon-based small groups. So the content is basically going over the past Sunday's message. So this allows us to stay connected during the week and come to our weekly meetings a little more aware of what the teaching was than just showing up once a week.
That's DailyDive365.com. So people can actually go there and see it. And if you're in ministry, you want to make a free trial, you can do it for free. And it's a 30-day free trial. And you can fool around with it and test it. But that's one of the things that we do. And again, it helps you. It can take the sermon and create devotionals in your pastor's voice or other voices, I guess.
Yes.
And again, it helps your congregation. Because what is the stat out there? Something like people forget what the sermon was all about by the time Tuesday rolls around.
Yeah,
I think it's like 80% or something.
Yeah, I think it's 80% by Tuesday. Like, yeah, I've forgotten what the heck the message was about. So
for those of us that used to speak and preach, that's very disheartening to know that by Tuesday or Wednesday, they don't remember most of what you just said.
Yeah, as my so my pastor talked about when I was talking to him about this. He said, I need a way to get into the other 167 hours of people's days during the week. So he said there's 168 hours during the week. He gets 1 hour. So he would say, how do I have an influence over those other 167 hours? So this is a way to have an influence.
Yeah, absolutely. Daily Dive 365. Check it out. Of course, we have the Church Solutions Podcast, which is what this is all about. We have a blog, actually, too, that we have content on there every week, sometimes twice a week. We put content. You can go to that blog by going to blog.streamingchurch.tv. Or if you forget that, just go to streamingchurch.tv/blog. Right? Either one of those addresses will take you to the blog. And so we have information on there. A lot of times it's about the podcast we've had, but it's about other things as well. So check that out. And of course, we have webinars. We have been doing webinars for a long time. And especially the last 2 or 3 years, we've been doing them every month. And so you can always go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv to sign up for our latest webinar. And I think if you go to that same address, you'll see there's a link there to click past webinars, if I'm right about that. So there's a lot of webinars. And guys, why are we doing this stuff?
Because we have nothing better to do. That's not it?
Yeah. Why do we do this stuff? Well, I mean, why can't we just be happy doing streaming video or whatever? Why are we doing this?
Well, we have a heart for ministry, for helping out ministries, and we're trying to leverage our skills, be it either, you know, technical things or ministerial experiences or even, you know, marketing, you know, how do you market your church or get the word out on your church. So we're all about helping pastors and church leaders be more effective in their communities. So that's what we're dedicated to. So we're just kind of taking our skills and experiences and seeing how we can put together some tools or services to help these ministries.
That's really what we're all involved in ministry here, and some even other people here. And so it's really all about helping you as a tech person or pastor or executive pastor or volunteer of some sort. It's really all about helping you serve your church, helping you to become more effective in what you're doing, helping you reach more people. That's why we do this. And I don't think there's any other company. I mean, there's probably other companies that have that same vision, but I would think that we're one of the few that actually have that vision. Anyhow, all right. So let's skip something here. We're going to do a webinar here with Sermon Shots, but before we talk about that, we've got a few minutes here. Let's unveil something that we've never discussed before online here. And it's called the Digital Ministry RX. This is something new. This is a brainstorm of our fearless leader, Steve Lacy, and we feel pretty good about it. Steve Lacy, talk for a moment about Digital Ministry RX. What is this crazy thing, and why should we care?
So Digital Ministry RX, it kind of ties into what I was just saying, right? We've got some expertise here. We've actually partnered with some other companies. We talked about partnering with Sermon Shots. We've also partnered with Graham Spencer, who runs a digital media consulting company for churches. And he's got all kinds of expertise and courses and assessments and those sort of things. So we've got all of these skills. And then we also have, and the churches have, a bunch of information about the state of the church, the well-being of the church in the streaming statistics. So the churches know, and we also know how many people are coming, how many people are coming back, how many people are not coming back, how long people are sticking around. So there's a lot of data that is available in our systems that's probably not being leveraged effectively. We're mixing together all of this information we have on the church, mixing together some of the expertise that we have on our team and then on some teams that we've partnered with, and then also mixing in the latest technology, which is AI, to try to come up with a way to more effectively help the church. So it's a digital ministry RX. So it's kind of it takes kind of where you're at, and we'll put together a prescription for here's a way to get some short-term wins on some things you can do immediately based on how you're set up and what results you're getting currently. And this is going to apply to not only your streaming, but your entire digital ministry effort, which, I mean, that's a big part of all the churches today, you know, including what their social presence is like and what they can do in the social world versus, you know, in person and that sort of thing. How it also will take the goal that the church has for their ministry. And we kind of characterize churches into three categories. And so you kind of choose what your goal is for the church. And then it'll take all of this information and put together a prescription that you can take with a grain of salt or just start to apply. And we are excited about partnering with all of the current churches that we're working with to kind of help them move along to achieve their goals. So we're providing one-on-one as well.
Yeah, exactly. So Digital Ministry RX. So this has not been unveiled yet, right? So people listening to this podcast,
that
sounds really
yet.
Interesting. So it's interesting. So how can I be a part of that? So, I mean, do we want to wait and say, no, you can't be a part of it yet? Or do we want to say, hey, if you're interested in your church being a part of the Digital Ministry RX, reach out to us? What should we do?
You can definitely reach out to us and just say you want to learn more. But yeah, right now it is kind of a vision. We've kind of run through some mock testing just to see how these combinations of ingredients, whether it comes up with a nice cake or not. And we've kind of been pleased with our short-term results. And so now we're going to take next steps and try to create an MVP, a minimally viable product that we can start to hone and tune. And eventually it'll be made available to people.
All right. Digital Ministry RX. I'm excited about this. This sounds really cool. And I think that if you're involved in ministry at your church, you should think it's cool too, maybe. Not that I want to dictate what you think is good or whatever, but I think helping you in your ministry is really where it's at. And we'll be available for some one-on-one as well. And we, not just us, we have some other people, like you mentioned, Graham Spencer, who's very well-versed in this kind of stuff, that will be available as well. So that's cool stuff. All right, good. Good deal. So that's coming up. So stay tuned for that. If you need more information on that, just go to streamingchurch.tv, and we'll give you a little more information on Digital Ministry RX. Before we wrap up, Sermon Shots and streamingchurch.tv, we mentioned this at the very beginning of the podcast. We're teaming up, again, to make your life easier. And so what you can do is you can just right now, you can go to sermonshots.com, right? And what's the process there, Steve, on how to get in there to that? Or do we want to wait?
Step is go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv, and that'll get you a little, you sign up for that webinar, if you come in person or you just watch later, it's going to give you some information on what this thing looks like. Corey's going to walk through, the CEO of Sermon Shots, kind of walk through what, I've never heard of this Sermon Shots a lot. It's become a very popular tool, but if you haven't heard of it, he'll kind of walk you through how it works. And if you have heard of it and haven't used it, he's going to give you a little demo on how it works. It's a very impressive system. So that's steer people towards that. And then towards the end of the webinar, we're going to talk about the discount codes and things like that, that will get you your 30% off either streamingchurch.tv account, a new streamingchurch.tv account, 30% off for a year, or 30% off for a new Sermon Shots account for a year.
All right. So don't go to Sermon Shots yet. Go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv.
Yeah. And then stick around for the special offer towards the end, and then special. That'll get you your key to get into the discounts.
All right, good deal. Okay, well, look, we're out of time here. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you, Mr. Steve Lacy. Thank you, Michael Gray, for muting your mic, too. Appreciate that. And most of all, thank you, folks, for listening or watching the Church Solutions podcast. And we're always looking for feedback. Be sure and sign up, subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast, so you'll never miss one of these great podcasts. And again, if we can help you in any way, please reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. My name is Phil Thompson. On behalf of all these guys here, please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.